Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Attracted a host of candidates who are interested in this new position.
Amongst people who are actually vying for the Lusaka mayor seat, the former first lady, Ms. Maureen Mwanawasa, who is contesting on a UPND ticket. And there are others like Wilson Kalumba from the Patriotic Front, and also a Reverend Alfred Banda of UNIP. Yes, you heard me right, UNIP. Looks like he's still alive. And if you've been following the filing of nomination papers, they've actually got a number of candidates across the country. It's funny, actually, that they do go dead, but election time, they actually resurrect themselves. Here we are. We've got a Lusaka mayor candidate from that party. And the FDD has actually got Cyril Montanga and Mr. Fisho Mwale, the former Lusaka mayor, if you remember, some years back. He's actually contesting as an independent, together with our guest for tonight, Mr. Elias Mpondela, and also Ekaweto Mwale and Martin Maisepe have managed to file in the nomination papers to contest for this vastly coveted local government seat. And well, according to some publications, some people want to think this is a probably to some it's a two-horse race between Mrs. Mwanawasa and Fisho Mwale. Others want to say that it's actually a three-horse race. They are throwing in our guest tonight, Elias Mpondela. A lot of you actually know about Mr. Mpondela, as he's been at the helm of Zambia Amateur Athletics Association for almost a decade. So it's actually a quite a household name, and we'll probably get a little bit more to know more about him tonight when we actually connect to him. Mweti, are you connected up? Hello, Mweti? Now it looks like my colleague is still trying to get hooked up. He's got techie issues. Oops. All right. Right, he's still trying to connect. As we move towards the 2016 August elections, there's been a lot of interesting, twists and turns along the road. And one of them is that, some very prominent PF ministers have been unable to file in the nomination papers. Dr. Piri, who is the current Minister of Education, was vying for, was going to contest the Lundazi Central seat, and he didn't manage to do that. Apparently, he went to the office very late. And as such, the retaining officer there could not get his papers. So he's out of the race. And also, Honorable Simjakula also arrived 2 hours late, and he also is out of the race. Quite interesting that, people of that caliber, and especially ministers with probably all the resources, can actually fail to file their papers because they've arrived late, and maybe they're busy with other things. But personally, I think it doesn't show a very good working culture if you're going to pitch up late for important activities such as these. But here we are. It actually has happened. And Mr. Mweti, is he there? Mweti, are you there? Interesting. So it looks like he's having serious techie issues, and I'm just hoping he's going to manage to get hooked to me. Again, it hasn't been without a lot of action. For instance, in the UPND, we've had a few victims, and Mr. Hamududu, who was Wenga MP, has not been selected to actually contest. And now it is sending me. me some messages here which are not very, very encouraging. I wonder what is happening. And it's just not looking good on his side. Let me just advise him what to do if it will help. He can use a personal hotspot on his phone, I think. Yeah, that should be able to work for him. Yeah, so I was saying that Mr. Hamdudu has not been shortlisted. He has not been, whether he didn't go through the primaries, I do not know. But he's come out with a statement or two, obviously indicating that he hasn't been very, very pleased with the process. And he's actually attributed it to people with probably more money influencing the whole process of, the primaries. Well, that is an internal matter for the MMD. But also, from the last time we had a live broadcast, obviously, we now have... we now know who the running mate for the Patriotic Front is. Who is the? They are the current vice president, Mrs. Winner, and also we are still waiting for the UPND. And I think they should be announcing tomorrow who the running mate is. There's been a lot of whispers as to who is going to be the UPND. UPND running mate. A number of names have been floated, and I guess we just have to wait and see who is going to be announced as of tomorrow. I mean, there are names such as another former first lady, Dr. Kaseva Sata. Them have been mentioned, whether rightly or wrongly, and also GBM has been mentioned as well. So it's quite interesting. People are quite eager to know who the running mate for the UPND is going to be. But for now, we are all in the dark. We don't know who the running mate is going to be. I mean, UNIP is not to be left out. Also, it's their usual candidate, TDNG Kaunda, as well as the running mate being Anamela, sorry, the name has just escaped me, but Anamela has been in UNIP for quite some time. So this is going to be an exciting time. We all know what has happened to MMD, which was not long ago the biggest opposition party, but less than 2 months ago, the members of parliament, most of them actually jumped ship. Some went to the ruling PF, and others went to UPND. So that just left Dr. Nevas Mumba with a very small team, to kind of steer the ship. But we all know that the Honorable Felix Mutati was also agitating for a convention, and they went through the courts, injunctions and counter-injunctions. Finally, the convention took place. We believe, we are told that Dr. Mumba was actually invited and he never turned up. Funny enough, he had already paid the fee as a candidate, presidential candidate for MMD to the Electoral Commission of Zambia. And there was a statement, whether it was actually correct or somebody was misquoted, ECZ was said to have taken Dr. Mumba as the candidate for MMD, but again, that is now history, as the registrar for the societies of Zambia or something of the sort has actually recognized Felix Mutati as the president of MMD, which I think leaves Dr. Mumba in a bit of a lurch, and he has since actually gone on to throw his weight behind the UPND, and people found it a little bit interesting and funny and confusing too, in the sense that he had paid the fee that's required, half of it, to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, and yet he was backing another president from a different party. Quite interesting. And to be honest, I don't know how that works anyway. If you're going to be a candidate yourself, and also you are actually throwing your weight behind another candidate, I think it's a little bit confusing. Now, let me just see where Mr. is with his technology. Okay, he wants to know what the hotspot is. Okay, just tap into the internet on your phone, mate. Yeah, okay, I'm also trying to issue instructions on what the young man who is having techie issues can do to actually get on air. This is not encouraging at all. It's not. I don't think if he hasn't used the hotspot, I don't think he'll be able to do that. So yeah, having said that, yeah, so this is that is what is happening at the moment, and also it's quite sad to hear that there's been much as the leaders are talking about people refraining from violence, cadres from different political parties refraining from violence, looks like this is continuing. There was a report, well, it's actually not confirmed, but some people believe it's happened. Some cadres believed to be PF went and damaged property at UPND secretariat. That doesn't make very good reading, because everybody is interested in having a peaceful, campaign period where people actually, debate on issues, not exchanging fists and injuring themselves and probably to the extent of killing themselves. This is what has happened, and I hope the police would actually they would actually find these people and bring them to book. Okay, I think we have serious issues with my colleague who's supposed to bring in the host. I'll just take a wee break and see if I can offer him some. Oh, sorry about that, and I think my colleague will soon be online. Apologies, sometimes this technology doesn't quite work for you, and especially that our guest is waiting out there in Osaka. It's a little bit discouraging. But I hope he gets sorted out and brings in the guest. So yeah, it's that is how that's how things are. And I mean, it's these elections will be very, very interesting. I think I can only probably compare them to what we saw when MMD came in, where people were actually very, you know, excited to go into to go and probably change the government. But this time around, we've got people that want to change the government, and there are others who are actually working hard to sort of entrench the current government. I guess that is part of the democratic process. So, my host is really getting a little bit anxious. And I'll just let him know that we are trying our best. And sorry, I can't type and talk. Men are not very good at multitasking, but ladies do it better. But I'll try my best. Getting to you soon. I was saying that these elections will be quite exciting, and I just hope people will actually turn out in numbers and express their wishes through the ballot. Obviously, there's been an ongoing issue, especially from the opposition, about the choice of the printer for the ballot papers. The opposition have actually indicated that they're very unhappy about the ballot papers being printed by that company in Dubai. They would rather somebody else did it, the South African company which did the last elections. But the Electoral Commission of Zambia insists that they're actually going to be printed in Dubai. And I hope these issues are going to be ironed out before the elections, because we don't want this to become a sticking point as to, people coming to say that we told you that you should choose somebody different to print the ballots. But they've insisted that they're going to send representatives from the parties to go and inspect. Why they've insisted on these people, who I believe are very expensive compared to others, I do not know. Only them knew. We actually tried to bring on Miss Priscilla Isaacs on a show, but she was a little bit quite too busy to actually come on the show. So we were actually going to get it from the horse's mouth as to what actually why they've insisted on having the ballots printed in Dubai. But well, and whether the opposition would be happy to send the representatives to Dubai is another thing. But so far, that's where things are. And again, another issue which seems to be, well, I hope it hasn't died out, because the Law Association of Zambia was taking the matter to court. Obviously, the best court to have taken it to was going to be the Constitutional Court, but it is not yet operational. It's the issue of ministers continuing to be in office after the parliamentary mandate, which actually enables them to be ministers, has come to an end. And a lot of people think they are drawing salaries illegally, and they are probably, when it comes to going into the elections, probably gives them an upper hand. Again, this debate, it depends on who you're talking to. Other people think, oh yeah, government should come to a standstill because of the elections. But historically, ministries have been run by the permanent secretaries in such periods. Why this why it's different with the PF under His Excellency Edgar Lungu has decided to take this route is something that we do not know. I wish one of these days he was going to come on our platform to tell our listeners as to why he, you know, among other things, explain why he's actually decided to actually keep the ministers in post when they are supposed to, you know, when the parliamentary mandate is actually come to an end. I mean, some parties have actually said that should they win the elections, these ministers will have to pay back the monies that they've actually received between the time when the parliament was dissolved up to the time up the election time. Well, we are yet to see that, whether that is going to happen or not. And again, let me just check if my colleague is now winning, because signs we're looking good before, and I'll just take a wee break, and I'll be. Yeah, I'm still trying to help out my colleague who is having serious techie issues, and it looks like people in the north of Watford always have these problems. I don't know why. And we're still trying out to iron out the techie issues that we're experiencing here, and not in London, but up in South Yorkshire, by the way. as soon as we get sorted, we'll be bringing in our guest, and I just hope my colleague who apparently just changed the internet provider yesterday. He's probably doesn't know how to work out the internet provider, and I hope I'm not being affected by what's happening to him here, because I'm also getting some funny warnings. It's not a very good day today. And it'll be good really to speak to our guest, because we made these arrangements quite a few days ago, and he's actually waiting for us to connect to him. But looks like the techie issues are not on our side today, and I'm just hoping we'll get sorted out to get going. Yeah, but here we are. Sometimes these things happen, and I'm just hoping that it will be all right. Hello, Mwete.
Hello.
Yeah. Any luck?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. What can you see on your side? At the college. Oh yeah. Yeah. Live on air, by the way. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. What do I see? I can't see one tree at the moment.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
the color changed to blue.
The color changed to blue, but it's now running a diagnostic.
Okay, then. You're running diagnostic. It's still live on air, by the way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Everything was set up, and then next thing, we have these tricky issues, which I would like to say I probably.
We really have to send, if this doesn't get sorted out, we really have to apologize to our guest, and probably maybe just do a one-off on a different day. I just want you to actually give it your best shot so that we can get going. It's not nice to have also our listeners waiting.
Currently now looks like the computer is running some diagnostic.
Yeah.
Telling me to check whether the firewall has actually was the one preventing the browser from going out.
Time we need to actually sort out our kit, because it's a very exciting time for, especially on the political scene in Zambia. Otherwise, we're going to miss out quite a lot. Yeah.
Is it tomorrow when we get to know the running mate?
Running mate for who? Yeah. Running mate for UPND. Yes. Yeah, it's tomorrow. So what is your gut feeling? Who do you think is going to be to be chosen as a running mate?
It could be a tricky one. I want to think the strongest running mate that PF and the UPND could have would probably be GBM. But if they were to just want to bring confusion, the Kaseva, Dr. Kaseva story might just be able to bring quite a lot of confusion that PF would not be able to really recover too well from if she were to be the running mate, because I'm sure and more than they would like for anybody else to know. And if she was to, you know, if she was, she would really strike at the core if she was to actually go ahead and head to head with them, because I'm sure that having been the president's wife, she definitely must know what their weaknesses are and their vulnerabilities.
I don't know about that, but I was looking at it from a different perspective. I was looking at it from, I think in the history of Zambia, it's the first, if she comes into, you know, she's thrown into the fray, it's the first time we are actually going to have three women vying for, well, not the topmost job, but you know, the 2IC, second in charge job. We've got the PF running mate, Mrs. Wiener. And then, we've got FDD president, a lady, Edith Nawakwi. And then if she was also brought in the fray, I think it's, that would be three. And to me, actually, that is actually going to split the women vote. And, you know, maybe that's a strategy that they would want to use. I mean, as for GBM, currently he's got some court cases. Now, you know, is it going to be, you know, how is it going to play in PF hands? Remember, PF is still in government, and they still pull the strings. And I'm not saying that they will influence the judiciary or not, but they are a party in government. So would they actually probably drag those cases for as long as possible? Maybe that is something that is going to exclude him. And also there's been an issue of a grade 12 certificate. He insists that, when I produce one, all of you are going to be surprised. So well, Jim, we pack the lines, but your machine today, Matako. The man probably has got one.
But the danger here is that you've got two. This is where, and I say this from a non-partisan perspective.
I thought you have always been a non-partisan. Or are you partisan sometimes?
No, I want to stress that fact, because this is where you may be with the gambit that they've played. It is a huge, huge gamble, because unless they win, they will be completely, completely outplayed. Because bearing in mind that if the two vice presidents do not stand for the position of MP, and of course, if their president did not win, that would make the three topmost people, put the three topmost people out of parliament.
But the fact, actually, the funny thing also is that, obviously, GBM, maybe there's something that he knows that we don't. I thought he was going to defend the Kasama Central seat, but that is now being contested by his daughter. Okay?
Yes.
So, is he waiting to be, to be nominated as running mate? And then Dr. Banda, I do not think he's actually contesting any parliamentary seats so far. I know these nominations have been coming in dribs and drabs, so you can't even who is where, that kind of thing.
Yesterday said this is the worst we've ever been subjected to, because today there was another bunch of people who were celebrating nominations, so it's all coming in drips and drops, and like you said, before we get carried away,
how are you doing on your side?
I'm working on it at the moment, stood with two hands on the equipment while I'm trying to fix it. So
You're talking about it's a waste of time or ever being subjective to.
Yes. So somebody today posted something which I paraphrased later on. He said in Zambia at the moment, a politician can kiss his wife in the morning at home, go to file his nomination for his party that he's always belonged to, and by the time he comes back in the evening, he belongs to a different party. That's how things are moving so fast-paced, because there are people who were known, like the Chirundu MP who actually stood in the Chirundu PF candidate, who actually stood on the UPND primaries, and when he was not picked, and as soon as PF got wind of that, they discarded their preferred candidate and picked the other guy that was on the primaries.
Oh, gosh.
So it is moving really, really fast. So you could leave in the morning and say, I'm coming back in the evening. I will, you know, I'm standing on UPND, and you come, by the time you come back in the evening, you come back with an Ipintuni Rungu T-shirt.
But when you were actually still struggling with your obsolete equipment, and maybe I should actually tell you now and here that if your equipment is old, can you invest in new equipment? Yeah, I was talking about what happened in Lundazi Central, as well as, is it in Pepetu where Dr. Simbiakula was supposed to contest? Both of them arrived late. And these are cabinet ministers with all the resources. I mean, how do such things add up?
It's unbelievable, and how they've been led to get away with it. It's something else. This is why, you know, people are saying and Irene Mambilima.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was, you know, she stood strong, made her positions known, and people respected her for those opinions and her decisions. But with the current Njulu, things are slightly all over the place. And I don't think that it will stand up actually to the government to say anything otherwise.
But also, the other thing, you know, the AMMD saga where, well, this man is president today, then and in the morning, the next person, in the evening, the other person is president. Electoral Commission of Zambia recognized, after the convention, recognized Dr. Mumba as the AMMD candidate. And then, a few days later, the Registrar of Societies said they recognized Tati as the MMD president. I mean, these are government bodies. Are they not talking to each other?
I do not think they are talking to each other. And at the moment, BCZ is not behaving like an independent body, really. Because at the moment, it actually suits PF to have granted that.
Now, and while we are on Felix Mutati, the last elections, 18 months ago, he was supporting UPND. Remember, it was all over with them. Remember what happened in Chiwangandu with the former First Vice President Maureen Mwanawasa, where the helicopter was stoned, and it was Camp Kyongo actually apparently said to have been there with the cadres, you know, whether he was also taking part in the stoning of the chopper and its occupants, I don't know, but and 18 months later, the man is actually in MMD.
And then the
Beyond our control, beyond Mwete's control. We'll keep you posted as to when we are going to bring him back. But first and foremost, I'll have to make sure that this young man sorts out his equipment. Let's do that. And once again, apologies for that failed broadcast. It's just been a little bit hectic, and with an inability to bring in the guests. But these things happen, and technology, good as it is, sometimes can let you down. So keep you posted, and apologies for the failed broadcast. Good night, and we'll be informing you when we're going to have this show, but definitely we have to look at before next Thursday.
That will be good.
Okay, great. Cheers.